never been an issue to go through that. Liberty Utilities has a gate right here. We both have locks too. They have to be able to drive down here to get to the power lines. That main transmission line, it goes all the way down through here. So I don't think vacating the road makes any sense at all to be able to get to those for myself, for Liberty, or the sewer department. And I just want that said that I don't, you know, I need access. I've also, I didn't realize it's already down here, but I have replatted a parcel of land right here. I think it's 1.79 acres that I was getting ready to transfer to someone else. They're going to need access. I mean, the way I parceled it out is so that they could drive in there or around, you know, be able to get access to the property. So kind of need to have to be able to do that. So I guess that's all I need to say. Okay. Or if any questions.
Is there any questions from the commission to Jeff? Mr. Woods?
No. Do you have any questions, Ms. Gullah?
No.
Okay. So is there any further discussion on this matter before I close the public hearing? Hearing none. This time I'll close the public hearing. We'll go to vote for the vacation of the property.
Move to deny the petition for vacation of platted public streets, portions of Headpath Lane, and portions of Hillside Street, file number 23-1613.
Second.
Have motion and second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. McCullough.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, that's all right.
It was out of place.
No problem. Have a good day, sir.
See ya.
Our next order of business is vacation for portion of streets in Longview Subdivision, file number 23-154, Roden Bridge. Once again, this will open up to a public hearing. The commission has been served a petition to vacate said roads. So at this time, we'll open the public hearing. Is the representation here?
Yes, I'm here at Styron for the applicant. The applicant, Colin McCory, is also here. I have, since filing the petition, have obtained the signatures of two landowners and the affidavit. We're not aware of any opposition. These streets, this subdivision was platted in 1916. The portion of Hillcrest Street shown on the plat is Idlewild has been opened. Then a street called Amherst, which does not concern us, that is on the edge of the bluff. This is on Mount Branson overlooking Lake Painacomo. It's kind of across, it's between the roundabout and the Lakeshore Drive Road, sitting up on top of the hill.
I'm in Amherst.
Amherst.
Can you walk us to it?
So, like Gary said, the original plans were to have 100 plus tiny homes up here. And so there was roads going down the center and basically making the land a checkerboard. And so we had this lot rezoned and replotted over the last couple of months, about the past 6 months. And so this is no longer 100 lots, it is 20. And we have, I believe the layout is in the petition at the very end of what was approved as a preliminary replat. This is a continuation of that conversation that was preliminary based off of us approving the road vacation. So that's what we're here for now. Consent from Trent and Strandy as well.
Yeah, a site plan was a preliminary plat was approved by planning and zoning, conditioned on vacation of the roads as applied for. And so that's what we're doing. And because of a lack of consent from some owners farther on the west side, the project was reconfigured and made smaller.
You're no longer vacating this road on that west side.
No.
We're also, I'll note, working with Devin and his crew, there's some work needing to be done to Amherst, and so we're offering 15 feet of our land over to Devin and team to make improvements to Amherst. It's part of this whole.
And the Cochrane Engineers has been working with the utility companies. They were all sent notice. We've received no consents and no objections. I'm not sure that what's there. It's served by the Public Water Supply District Number 2 and the Regional Sewer District in Liberty, but there aren't any houses any residences in the park to be vacated. I'm not sure what's in the ground.
We have been in conversation with the sewer district. They would like to upgrade the forced main up there, and so we're going to work with them to relocate and cost share. It's not part of the remodeling, but we're going to cost share that upgrade to that forced main.
Mr. Steyer, I think Mr. Elliott's gotten with you and
I've worked with Ms. Parrott, and we've worked on the proposed order.
Okay, so all the roads that
were some things.
So the roads that weren't identified, that's all been.
So, Paige, yeah, if you wouldn't mind stepping up and just verifying that we're not infringing or blocking any of the adjoining landowners here by following through with this.
Correct. So the Idlewind or Hillcrest, the proposed vacation only goes up to lot 4 of block 3 of here. And so this is owned by Camp Irene, and it appears that they have access coming out the other side. But I-71-270 works that they are not in the subdivision. And so we don't necessarily need consent, but isn't there an opposition there?
No.
So we prepared a proposed order that has that language of how far it goes up. Me and Mr. Steyer have spoken, and we think that is the correct legal description for it.
Okay.
And then all the other concerns that's been addressed, have they all been addressed?
Are you familiar? Mr. Steyer, do you have proof of publication?
Yes. It's attached to that.
We have it up here. I'm sorry.
He gave us that. Okay. What about the utility providers?
They have not responded.
We use Liberty right now. I'm a customer.
You said there is proof of publication?
Yes. This is the one that he'd handed up to us, and we passed through. Actually, I'll give it back to you. That way you have it. Thank you. So of all concerns that were stated in our recommendation from letter from attorney, have those been satisfied, Ms. Page?
It appears they have. We don't have copies of the letter sent to the utilities, but on Mr. Siren's representation that they were sent.
I'm happy to provide that page.
Okay. And Mr. Huff, who says with Road and Bridge and P&Z, this will clarify everything that you've been waiting on for the projects that's been submitted.
Yes, I wanted to point out one correction right here.
Uh-huh.
It's stated 15 feet, it's actually 10 feet.
Sorry.
And then an offset turnaround area.
Right here.
All of that is described in the right-of-way papers that I've got.
Okay.
For him.
Okay. Do we have any further questions for the representation?
I don't.
At this time, I would open the floor for public input. If there's anyone speak in favor of or opposition, given adequate time. There's been no one step forward, so at this time, if the commission's ready to move for vote, I will close the public hearing session, and we will move in to a vote.
Move to approve the vacation portion of streets in Longview subdivision, file number 23-154RB.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank
motion
you
carries.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Our next order of business, we have court orders and personal property add-ons.
So do we have, do we not have abatement numbers, I guess, on these first three?
No. Oh, no, we do not.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood the...
The personal property abatement and add-on list. I move to enter it into record as presented by the county clerk.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Does that cover everything you need, Madam Clerk?
No.
No?
The abatement?
The, oh, sorry.
The court order?
The court order, yes.
My assumption was there's going to be an abatement number here for us to either approve or deny, but that's not what's been presented.
That's what I don't see in a...
So that's what I'm trying to figure out. This page, do you mind? I'm throwing in the...
I was asking him.
Okay.
I don't see an abatement. You're saying you got a court order. I don't see it.
Do you have to have a court order? Do you have to have an abatement number to approve a court order? But that's just the prepaid, or that's the abatement and add-on report. That's not the.
What is it you want to approve?
Maybe that is. Maybe they did.
Making sure you're covering this inside that. That's why I thought it was covered in this, because we don't have.
But we just accepted it into the record. That's not a court order.
Right. We just accepted. I assume this was done. No?
I don't know.
I thought maybe it was done last week, but it's being done this way.
We did not work on anything last week. I don't know the answer to that. That's all time.
Well, then.
Can we take a quick recess while we find
out? We can do that real quick. I have 9:46. We'll be in recess.